16 shots.
There must be a sweeping federal investigation. It must look at the mayor's office.
Protests that erupted after the release of video and the police shooting death of Chicago teenager Laquan McDonald. The protesters demanded the resignation of top officials, including Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who eventually fired top police official Gary McCarthy. On Thursday, three candidates were named as finalists to take over as superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. It is one of the hardest jobs in the country. Gun violence still takes a huge toll in the city. The department reported 43 deaths in the city of Chicago in February. And earlier this month, 21 people were shot in less than a day, about one an hour. How tough is this police superintendent job, and will Chicago get what it needs to move forward? Two people now with big stakes in the process and the future. Deborah Shelton is managing editor at the Chicago Reporter, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on race, poverty, and income inequality. And Lori Lightfoot is a partner at the law firm of Mayor Brown and president of the Chicago Police Board, who led the search for the new police superintendent.
Well, it's certainly an important milestone. The department needs permanent leadership. It needs somebody who will address many of the concerns internally and externally. But clearly there are bigger issues and bigger forces at work. And while I think the next leader will play a very specific and prominent role in the narrative that's playing out here in Chicago, all of us here need to roll up our sleeves and address some of these larger systemic issues that go way beyond local law enforcement.
Deborah Shelton, is the new superintendent more important than the mayor at this particular moment in Chicago's history?
The new superintendent is one part of a much bigger system, as Lori just mentioned. One of the questions, and one thing that comes that's very positive that comes out of what's been going on here in Chicago over the last several months, is that people are asking really important questions that haven't really been discussed here. And one issue with the new police superintendent, although conversation has centered since yesterday when the finalists were announced on race, the possibility of the first female police chief, whether it should be an insider or an outsider who takes over, there really are some more meaningful questions that need to be asked about the role of the police chief in putting meaningful structural reforms in place. And there are a lot of questions about the ability of the police chief to do that in light of, for example, the contract between the city and the police union, which really in many ways makes it very difficult to put these kinds of structural reforms in place.
Would you say that the engagement of citizens in Chicago, which is really through the roof in all of the controversy that's happened over the last 2 years, has been a help in picking a new superintendent? Has created a situation perhaps where someone's going to be disappointed and they're used to speaking loud about their dissatisfaction? What do you think, Lori?
Well, clearly the voices of the community who have risen up, particularly starting last summer and over the course of the fall, played an integral role in our thinking about the kind of issues and priorities that the next superintendent should have, the characteristics that that person should have. It's reflected in the application that we put out, which had 8 specific essay questions that we called upon all applicants to answer and address in depth. It certainly played a role in our thinking about questions for the interviewees and the way in which we approach the very probing questions that we ask every single person that we brought in. We have neighborhoods that are incredibly impoverished and have been for decades. We have a lack of investment, a lack of community anchors. And those are bigger questions that can't be solved by law enforcement alone. There's got to be a lot of resources that are brought to bear, both from city government and private partnerships.
So among the candidates, 2 African-American men, 1 white woman. Only one of them is from Chicago. Who wants this job?
Well, a lot of people wanted this job. We had 39 people that applied from all over the country with a variety of impressive backgrounds. You know, let's not lose sight of the fact that this is the second largest police department in the country. It has a tremendous number of assets, not just the people, and the people are good and strong as well, but a lot of other innovative policies and procedures. They have clearly fallen short in a number of profound ways. They've fallen short in the manner in which they engage the public, but this is still very much an important local law enforcement position across the country. It's the second largest police force in the country. And I think people still regard it as such, despite the fact that there are a lot of challenges and a lot of uncertainties. If you are the person who becomes the police chief of Chicago, you have the potential to have a platform where you have a national voice and you can do some very transformative places, transformative things in this city. So if you are up to that challenge and you've got the bandwidth and the gravitas to do the job, there's no better place than Chicago.
Can the police veto any selection by just being resistant, by just basically saying, we don't like anybody here?
Well, you certainly worry about the notion of malicious compliance, which is what I think you're getting at. But fundamentally, the men and women of most of the men and women of the Chicago Police Department went into and do their job every day for the right reasons. They want to be public servants. They want to truly serve and protect. They just need the leadership to do that.
Two questions before we go. First one for you, Lori. Is there a community favorite or a Chicago Police Board favorite here that you can talk about?
Well, we have the luxury of simply recommending three finalists, and it's not for us to pick which of the three would be better. I think that it's important for the community to have information about them. That's why we put out their full resumes. We put out the full answers to the essay questions that tackled a range of issues that I think are top of mind and important for the community. And at the end of the day, it's up to the mayor. The mayor, the public is going to hold the mayor accountable for what happens on the policing scene here in Chicago. And the mayor has to take his measure of each of these three people. I'm sure he has a vision of what he wants and he thinks the priority should be. And he's going to assess that and see whether or not and how these three individuals measure up. And we all anxiously await his decision.
Finally, Deborah, the criteria you're describing of someone who really needs to address the community honestly. And I've lived in Chicago, and this is such a staggeringly complex issue. And if you bring in the social issues of race, poverty, and income inequality that you described earlier, I mean, it's just, you know, very, very difficult to get a handle on. Nevertheless, at the risk of trivializing, it seems to me that this is not unlike the job that Chris Rock had at the Academy Awards, in the sense that there is a lot of misunderstanding, there is a lot of angst, and here was somebody who came into a job and maybe didn't want it, but in some way, it seems to me, and there are probably people who would criticize me, developed a kind of intelligent narrative to speak to everybody. And, you know, we don't want a comedian here, but boy, that's what's required, something like that. And I wonder if you think there's somebody up to the task, even if you disagree with my model here.
I think that depending on who you talk to, there are different expectations of this police chief. I think, unlike the past, when many people expected the police chief to be a miracle worker, I think there are some expectations that there are limits in the job and what that person can do. I actually spoke to an activist leader yesterday and asked his opinion about the three finalists, and his view was it's like changing chairs on the Titanic. He wasn't concerned so much who the individual is, whether it's a woman or man, whether it's black, white, or Hispanic, whether that person is an insider or outsider. But the concern is, will this person have an attitude and mindset of reform, use whatever powers they have at their disposal to try to put those reforms in place, and then work with all the other stakeholders here, whether it's the Cook County State's Attorney, whether it's community groups, to get everybody engaged in making those structural reforms. So I guess, you know, from the people that I've interviewed and talked to, it's less of an issue of who that individual is. You know, undoubtedly the three finalists have the qualifications. They meet, you know, the standards that you would expect for police chief. It's just a matter of what powers do they really have in the real world.
Leading with a language of trust and finding a way to speak to everyone in the community. Is that partly the key, Deborah?
Yeah, I think, you know, being willing to be open. I mean, the last police chief was criticized for, you know, being arrogant and for not really respecting the community. And so I think people expect that there is going to be that respect and openness there. That's what they're looking for.
All right. Well, Lori Lightfoot and Deborah Shelton, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Lori Lightfoot is a partner at the law firm of Mayor Brown and president of the Chicago Police Board, who led the search for the new police superintendent. Deborah Shelton is managing editor at the Chicago Reporter, a nonprofit news organization that focuses on race, poverty, and income inequality.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.